Papa loco, où c'est bon? Pour s'en aller, nous c'est papillon à porter, nouvelle baie à quoi?
I was so grateful to have been able to speak on the phone with composer Nathalie Joachin and a member of the spectral quartet Doyle Armbrust to talk about the album Femmes d'Haïti, or Women of Haiti, as they were going to be performing that at this year's Big Ears Festival, but unfortunately, as we all know, Big Ears was canceled, but I was so grateful to have been able to speak with them, so stay tuned to hear our conversation. Hi to you all. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You guys will be performing your Grammy-nominated album, Femmes d'Haïti, Women of Haiti in English, at this year's annual Big Ears Festival. First of all, have any of you ever been to Knoxville?
Yes. This will be my second time performing on the Big Ears Festival. First time presenting my own work and my own material. But yeah, I loved it the last time that I was there, which just a few years ago. It's a cute little town. I was surprised by how cute it is, how amazing the cultural scene is, and the festival is, of course, incredible.
Oh, that's so great to hear. What about you, Doyle?
You know, we've been joking for years that the only way we'd actually be able to go see a set at Big Ears would be to get hired to play on Big Ears, and here it's finally happening. So this is our first time being in Knoxville, and just can't wait to be there. I mean, the lineup is outrageous. It's so good. It's like somebody got inside my brain and picked out all of the acts and artists that I would want to see.
That is so exciting. So, Nathalie, you are the composer of this project, Femmes d'Haïti, and the performer. Where did the idea for this project initially come from, and what was the process like for making it become a reality?
Yeah, so the idea really came to me after the passing of my maternal grandmother back in 2015. You know, she was a really important person to me and also just a really important musical voice in my life. I was in Haiti with my parents, and it sort of got me thinking about female voices in Haiti and the role that they've played throughout my life, but also the role that they play within Haitian culture. I think on a day-to-day level, they are really prominent in the lives of Haitian people, especially Haitian children. I think, you know, a lot of Haitian kids have this memory of their mothers or their grandmothers singing songs and music being sort of ever present. But in the larger scale of Haitian popular music, women's voices are much more rare. And that was shocking to me. And so I got into a conversation with my parents about different female artists that they could think of throughout their lifetime who were really popular, and they really couldn't think of very many. And so that piqued my curiosity. I think when you find so few people able to break through, for me, the first thing I wonder is, well, who are they? How did they manage to do that? And so I started looking into some of the women that they had mentioned and found not only really beautiful music, but also really incredible stories of artists using their voices for the greater good of the people of Haiti and in celebration of our heritage and our culture. And so serendipitously, right at that moment, I was contacted by Kate Nordstrom, who's the curator of the Liquid Music Series, about potentially commissioning a work from me. And this idea came up, and she really, it resonated with her, because I think for me, it obviously was stemming from a very personal place. So she decided to commission it. And so over the course of several years, I engaged in a research process that was really steeped in collecting oral history and field recordings in Haiti, in Miami, meeting these women, meeting their family members if they were no longer living at the time, going to the spaces and concert halls and villages and towns where they grew up that their histories were connected to, and discovered a lot about them, but also discovered a lot about myself and my own family in the process. And so fast forward to that work premiering in early 2018, and then, of course, reaching out to Spectral Quartet. We're all based in Chicago, and I really wanted to connect with a wonderful group to record the album, and of course, their accolades speak for themselves, and so it was a pleasure that they were willing to join me on the project. And so we recorded the album in late 2018, and released the album in August of 2019. I guess that's last year already. So it's been quite a journey, and it's been amazing to be on tour. And of course, we're really, really looking forward to sharing the project with the Big Ears audience.
Papa Loco, où se vont pour s'en aller? Nous c'est papy, on a porté nouvelle bail après.
So Doyle, how would you describe this project, Femme d'Haïti?
Well, first of all, it's an extraordinary piece of music. I think a big part of that is just how personal the story is. Natalie's, of course, telling the story of these incredible women of Haiti, but the way that it all ties back to her personally, I think, is what makes it so riveting, even as somebody that has played this piece quite a few times now. But, you know, in Spectral, we're really sort of like inspired by existing in a lot of a wide variety of styles of music, especially in collaboration. And so it's just an absolute thrill for us to have been invited into this project that, as I say, is just so deeply personal and musically so ebullient.
I'm curious to know, like, what did you know about Haitian culture before starting this project? And how do you think your perspectives has changed over the course of working on Femme d'Haïti?
Yeah, really kind of the best inroads to any new culture, any new situation is by way of a great friendship. That's why I say that, like, I feel like Natalie has invited us into this situation. So rather than reading about Haiti sort of in a historical sense, which, you know, we have, but it's just, it feels so much more vivid to hear the story of, for instance, Natalie and her grandmother just singing songs back and forth as she was growing up, and just how formative that was for her as a young musician. And of course, you know, even now we're talking about the possibility of how can we perform this music actually in Haiti, which would be an incredible thrill for us to actually take it back to its place of origin.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Natalie, you mentioned women, obviously, and their role in Haitian music. And you have women in dialogue throughout your album, Femme d'Haïti. And I'm wondering, who are those women that you display?
Yeah, I discovered so many amazing female artists in the course of researching this project, but I settled upon three women who their stories seemed interestingly linked together and also really resonated with my own story and my own journey as an artist. So the three women are Toto Bissent, who was not only known as a vocalist and a storyteller, but also an actress. She lived most of her life in France, but came back to Haiti and really, really struggled in terms of seeing the people struggle, and really, for her, became her mission to really uplift the people of Haiti. Also, Emerante Pradine, who was the oldest female artist that I encountered in my research and was really a voice of Haiti's golden age, and not only that, a true pioneer, and really made it possible for all of the Haitian women who came after her to be as successful or to have even, you know, an inroad to popularity and success in Haiti. She's actually the first Haitian female artist to have had an international performing and recording career. And the third artist is Carole de Mesme, who is still very active. She's living in the United States, but she is really known as this voodoo songstress, and her strength is really connecting Haitian people back to our roots in Africa, back to the roots of the true roots of voodoo music, which is at its core a storytelling and religious practice. And so the three of them have done so much, I think, specifically to reconnect Haitian people with their heritage and with our history and our cultural significance throughout the diaspora. And so their stories tied together in that way, but this drive that each of them had to really do good and to leave a better space for the next generation also resonated with me in terms of what has become really central and important to me in my own artistic practice.
I was born on the 24th of September of 1918. Music, theater, dance, art, we did it all.
Throughout the album, you take Haitian folk tunes like Maman Voyen Pizier Café, and of course Femme d'Haïti, and you arranged them with your own compositional voice. I'm wondering, were you at all nervous or intimidated to do arrangements of those folk tunes?
No, you know, I think, of course, I think, you know, Haitian people hold themselves to a really high standard. So I knew that stepping out to represent the culture in this way was going to, you know, I was going to have a lot of eyes on me. But it felt like a beautiful way to reconnect with my own heritage and to also find new meaning in these songs, many of which have been with us, you know, culturally for hundreds of years at this point. And so it felt appropriate. It also felt important for me to present these songs in my own voice. And, you know, I'm Haitian American. I'm born here in America. My musical lineage, for the most part, outside of my relationship with my grandmother, is really quite different than the traditional Haitian music path. And so I didn't want to create a sort of caricature of Haitian songs. I really wanted to be able to connect with them genuinely in my own way. And for me, you know, music being my primary language, it felt important for me to have an original interpretation and to be able to put a piece of myself into this music that we all share historically, but was really important for me, and also honors the practice of Haitian music. I think music making in Haiti is really about a giving of oneself. And so it felt like actually an exciting thing to do. And not only that, but the right thing to do.
So in classical music, we're mostly familiar with standard forms, you know, such as sonatas, symphonies, and concertos. Doyle and Natalie, I'm wondering, you used your album as a sort of form to share the entire story. So as contemporary music innovators, how do you think albums shape the way that we create classical music?
Well, it's something that we're actually talking a lot about in our group right now. You know, classical music has such a defined tradition of the album, and we love that, but the truth is that, of course, people are engaging with music in such a different way. For instance, we have an album that we're going into the studio to record in the next few weeks that's probably, you know, only about 30 minutes long. It's just one piece and will eventually be released as a VR experience. So we're definitely thinking beyond the album. The thing that I think is really quite lovely about Femme d'Haïti and what Natalie's done here is that this album, and especially the live concert experience, is so rich when you experience the entirety of it rather than just dipping into a certain tune. And you can do that. It can be a thrill too. But to me, the thing that's really kind of incredible about this particular project is that for those of us that are obsessed with listening to podcasts, I feel like it has that vibe to it. You know, there's this mix of storytelling, of music making that has both a traditional element and something just completely fresh and completely new. And that mix to me is just a really fascinating way to present a concert. Like, I find myself listening to Natalie as though I'm an audience member when I'm on stage with her. And I think that's just a really beautiful moment. So can't say something definitive about, you know, what the future of the album will be. I think it will continue to evolve. But in this case, I think really kind of encountering this entire project in total is just, you know, the absolute best way to come across it.
Well, thank you both so much for taking the time to speak on the phone with me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So good to have been in conversation with composer Natalie Joachin and a member of the spectral quartet Doyle Armbrust. I am still so sad that they won't be able to perform at this year's Big Ears Festival, but I'm so grateful to have been able to speak with them and still bring our conversation to you, our listeners.